A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Get ready for TalkSport's cavalcade of the catastrophic.
Bordeaux, as in the tapestry, yeah?
No.
This is the legendary Clips of the Week podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Clips of the Week.
Yes, here we go then. We've got 18 for you today, including a musical number at the end. So, Annie, kick us off.
Here we start with Alan Brazil on breakfast with quite possibly the ultimate good recovery.
6:30, we'll talk about that. Okay, coming up next, sports broadcaster Bianca Westwood will join us.
Good recovery, Al. Good recovery, a very important one. This is Jim White, very excited about Rangers' Kemar Roofe's incredible long-range goal in the Europa League last night.
So he hit it further, Perry, than the length of 10 buses all lined up together. He hit it further than the height of the Colosseum. He hit it further than the height of Tower Bridge. He hit it further than the length of a Boeing 737 aircraft. He hit that thing a long, long way.
Or half the length of a football pitch.
That's it, yeah. It's always used as a unit of measurement, isn't it?
A football pitch. What did you do all that?
He kicked it half the length of a football pitch. Now, this is Paul Ross on Extra Time with political news.
Mr. Pomari had started stood as running mate for the right-wing presidential candidate, Luis Fernando Camacho. Their party gained only 15% of the national vote, which helped to split opposition to the socialist candidate, Luis Arce.
As Luis is listening this afternoon, he may be shouting, it's Arce or it's Arce, but it doesn't really get a lot better. If you ever see Danny Kelly, get him to tell you a story of an old colleague of his dad's with a very similar name.
Really?
Yeah, it's a good story. Anyway, it's me, is it?
It could be.
No, I think it's you.
No, it's me. This is Chris Akabusi on Jim's show with an interesting spelling.
The last few years of your footballing career. Listen, right. I can tell you now, mate.
Right, yeah.
Once it's gone, it is G-O-N-E, dead.
There we are.
It's a very strange way of spelling dead, isn't it? There you go.
And we turn to maths after all the spelling with Cass and Natalie on Weekend Breakfast.
Everton have averaged 3 goals a game so far. I mentioned the seven games, three sevens are 24, they've got 24 goals.
Oh, you're good at maths.
Well, he isn't.
I don't think he is, Natalie, really, if you do the maths.
Natalie went to the same school as my kids, she should have known that. We got very excited this week when we heard Nigel Botherway say this on Fisherman's Blues.
As it's Sunday, I'll make this my confession time.
Well, we thought that sounds a bit juicy, didn't we?
Mm.
Wonder what he's been up to. Go on, spill the beans, girlfriend.
Yes, I've bought a new centre pin.
Oh,
really?
That's not going to make the Sunday Mirror, is it? Bit of a disappointment.
Marvellous, isn't it? Here's Jamie O'Hara and Darren Bent chatting about the Gunners.
They signed Willian, who's a fantastic signing. Gabriel.
Well, he's a great signing, but Chelsea's dead wood, isn't it?
Maybe he's not Jedward, though.
Not Jedward.
No, definitely not
Jedward.
It'd be great if he had a twin brother, will you?
Yeah. Now, this is our guest from yesterday, John Bullock of Falmouth Rugby Club, telling us about one of their legendary players, Dick Jacket.
Fantastic. What we're going to do is have a replica shirt made up, you know, and we've got some historic pictures of Dick.
Yeah, we'd rather you didn't send those historic pictures of Dick to us on social media
because
people could get the wrong idea, couldn't they, Andy?
They could.
That's the problem, yeah.
Back to Jim White now with a proud boast.
Do you realise this, Perry? Fans are going to be able to watch West Ham against Manchester City in several View cinemas. I've been in one of these.
Oh, get you.
Who hasn't?
Yeah. I've heard about them. I've heard stories of them. I understand there's a screen at one end and seats at the other. And you'll sit there in the dark. You know, popcorn,
sounds
Kiora.
Good. I'm
going to give that a try. Yeah. Sounds like a winner. And back to Big Alan, looking ahead to tomorrow's big UFC event.
The main event is the hotly anticipated lightweight world title clash between this old Khabib against Gomadov and just, what's it? Justin Gaethje or something. Listen, it could be .com.
What? .com? I thought that was the way out. Just keep that but hit .com. How you normally get out of it? One point, Khabib was fighting himself, wasn't he? Which doesn't seem like it's worth your pay-per-view, man. Not but really. It is live. It's live on TalkSport 2, I should point out. So there we are. Right, what else we got? It's you, Andy.
It is. Also struggling with the names this week was Cass talking Arsenal.
He was putting in an unbelievable shift. And something, by the way, he had to do because no one questions Pierre Aubameyang.
Yeah, no wonder they can't pronounce his name.
Yeah, that's not the first person to stumble over that one. Even Simon Jordan got into trouble discussing the Lomachenko-Lopez fight with Spencer Oliver.
He said, I've never even thought about that.
Right.
It doesn't enter my... Luke's supremely confident.
Did you think when he fought Lomachenko that he lacked belief?
I do like a lemon chicken. Oh, lovely, after a meal.
It's very
they
nice
often give you a free one, don't they? If you go to the Italian restaurant. They will give you a little lemonchenko.
This is the TalkSport Corner of the Week to drive.
08717223344. Matthew is first up. Hello, Matthew. Good afternoon.
Hello.
Hello, Matt.
TalkSport Caller of the Week.
Beautiful. This is the Mike Parry show now. Okay. On yes, Talk exactly. Radio. And this is one of Andy's favourites, Mike taking a call.
Let's move on because you're all calling in your droves. I want to get round as many of you as I can tonight, please. Let's go to the beautiful county of Dorset and talk to Maggie. Hi, Maggie. How are you?
Hello, Maggie. Thank you, Mike, for taking my call.
Why do you always love those, Andy, when they say their own name? It's just nerves.
Mike sounds like he's in a cupboard. I don't know if he was in the studio.
Probably is, yeah.
This is Craig Mitch and Jermaine Pennant with a Q&A for Jason Cundy.
Favourite drink?
Sauvignon Blanc, New Zealand, Marlborough.
Okay.
Red, white.
Clue might be in the name, really, Jermaine. Quite possibly. Clue's in the name. And finally, it's golfing great Paul McGinley on Jim's show.
To be a great golfer, you've got to have so many different skill sets. You've got to be a great putter. You've got to be a great chipper. You've got to be a great bunker player. You've got to hit it straight. You've got to be long. You've got to be a good iron player. You've got to have guile. You've got to have heart. You've got to have strategy. There's so many different skill sets.
Oh, well, you know where this is headed, don't you?
Yes.
Cue Desiree. Don't be ashamed to cry. You've got to be
bad. You've got to be bold. You've got to be wiser. You've got to be long. You've got to have guile. You've got to have heart. You've got to be cool. You've got to be calm.
You've got to stay together. There we are, you get the idea with that. Thank you very much to Joe Aldridge. These are all people who suggested clips that were played.
That sounds like a real person.
Reverend Ruthless, Jonathan Turner, Alan Jenkins, Chris Porch, Bob from Arbroath, Mark Sharp, Roger in Durham, Scott Chegg, Sam Stevens, Oliver Clink, Rob Hillary, and Richard Picture. Richard Picture. Very popular.
He was, yeah.
Falmouth. Rugby club. So, there's the clips of the week. And if you hear a clip on TalkSport over the next 7 days, please do send it in to us here at TalkSport. TalkSport.com/H&J. You can text it to 81089 or you can tweet it to TSHNJ. That's TSHANDJ. We just need a day and a time when you heard it so we can listen back. And if it's played, you will get a credit.
Don't miss Clips of the Week every Friday afternoon at 3:30 on the Hawksby and Jacobs show on Talk Sport.
Is it Sports Talk?
No, it's Talk Sport.
Well, Talk Sport, whatever.
Available across the UK on DAB Digital Radio, online at TalkSport.com or via the Talk Sport app.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.